Good morning. We're still awake. It's good news. Good, good, good. And we're finishing our mini-series looking at the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost Sunday, we focused on the difference that the Holy Spirit made in the life of the disciples and how we are called to be people of power and purpose and passion. I love it when you have alliteration. Three P's. Power, purpose, and passion. Last week was Trinity Sunday, and Dan reminded us of the awesome but sometimes confusing fact that God is one and God is three, all at the same time. And I don't know about you, but I've been having some really very interesting conversations about the Trinity all this week, following on from Dan's sermon last week. On Pentecost Sunday, we had a Guess the Tune, and I shared my love of all things science fiction. We talked a little bit about Star Wars. And do you know what? I discovered, and this is a revelation, I have been married to my husband for 18 long and happy years. And they have been long and happy. Yay! He shared a revelation the other day. He said, "I've never seen a single one of the Star Wars films." And I was like, "What? You've been married to me for 18 long years and I've never inflicted science fiction on you. I am not doing my wifely job." I'm sure that was mentioned in the marriage service. You will make everyone love science fiction. Okay. So we guessed the tune. We guessed the tune of Star Wars. So we have another Guess the Tune this morning. I know, how exciting. So another film, which could be the next Sing Along a Night. What could this be? Have a listen. Not Silence is Golden. Shall I come and press it, Linda? Oh. You all know the words. Okay, yeah, any guesses? Any guesses?
Is it Annie?
It's Annie, well done. Go on, carry on. All together now. In your own time. Right, yeah, let's turn the music off, yeah. It's like the musical theatre row over there. It's like jazz hands. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Who's seen the film Annie? Yeah, we know that. Awkward. Most of us have seen the film Annie. Written in 1977, little interesting fact, by Charles Strauss. The words were written by Martin Sharman. Strauss also penned the tunes for many Beatles songs, apparently. Interesting fact I discovered on Wikipedia this week. Who knew? It's an optimistic song. The sun will come out tomorrow. We hope so. It's Bank Holiday Monday. I'm hoping it will. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. We've just sung that. It's optimistic because it tells the story of hope. And for those of you who've not seen Annie, and I don't know if anybody hasn't seen. Have you never seen Annie? So, have you not seen Annie? Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes.
Yay! Not seen Annie, really? You have to come round and see it at my house. Okay. For you two, It's the story of a little red-headed orphan who was stuck in a horrible orphanage with parents who have left her saying they will return. And she's stuck in a horrible situation that she cannot see the way out of. And yet, she is full of a hope that transcends her circumstances. Tomorrow will be different, she sings. Tomorrow is only a day away. So what's this got to do with the Holy Spirit? There is a link, I promise. I have a sneaky suspicion as a minister that lots of people outside the church, and all too often people inside the church, misunderstand the Holy Spirit. We understand about God the Father. We understand about God the Son, Jesus. But the Holy Spirit, well, that's a different matter entirely. And sometimes we get a wee bit confused. Last week we learned about the Trinity, and our friends at Hoylake Chapel were talking about the Trinity as well. And Lynn told me, is Lynn here today? Lynn told me what they were talking about at Hoylake Chapel. What Buddy, my colleague at Hoylake Chapel, was talking about. And he likened the Trinity, apparently, to the three main characters in Shrek. Shrek? I'm not sure if this is theologically correct, but we'll go with it for a moment. Bear with me. He says that this is how people think about the Trinity, that Shrek is like God the Father, sometimes angry, but with a heart of gold. That Fiona, Shrek's wife, is like Jesus, the meek and mild one. Interesting. And the donkey is the Holy Spirit, jibber-jabbering, never shutting up. I'm not quite sure how theologically accurate that is, considering three in one, they're three separate characters, but hey, all very amusing at the same time. I think we misunderstand the Holy Spirit, and particularly relate the Holy Spirit sometimes to the weird relation in the family of God. You know, the uncle that turns up at the family party that sits in the corner and is a bit weird. Maybe that's just my family. Okay. We hear about the Holy Spirit and we think of some of the larger-than-life manifestations, like Pentecost Sunday, where God comes in power and something amazing happens. People speak in different languages, different tongues, and the Holy Spirit brings about a change and a transformation that sometimes we don't have a category for in our minds. And sometimes I think we misunderstand that. I think that's just the role of the Holy Spirit, the larger-than-life things, the manifestations, the signs and the gifts, and we miss out on the whole story. I'm not denigrating those. That's part of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit works in power and also in gentleness. So that's what we're thinking about today, very briefly. We started with the orphan Annie and with optimism and not the Pentecost story. Because in the reading that Penny reminded us of, we're thinking about what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. And that's an interesting place to start. One part of the Trinity speaking about another part of the Trinity. And today we're thinking about, I have three roles for the Holy Spirit that Jesus talks about. That the Holy Spirit does in our daily walking, in our everyday lives. Penny read to us that Jesus says that we are spiritual orphans without the touch of the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're given a home and a hope that transcends our circumstances, which is basically the story of Annie, the hope that she has that transcends her circumstances. The Holy Spirit transforms and changes and enables our everyday living to look different. Enables us to stay focused, enables us to change, and we need that part of God in our everyday life. So three roles that the Holy Spirit brings to our daily living, according to Jesus in our passage today. There are lots and lots of things that we could talk about the Holy Spirit. It could be a sermon series that goes on till Christmas. But we're just talking from our passage in John's Gospel, John chapter 14. Verse 18 said this, and I think that's going to come up on the screen. There we are. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Jesus is telling his disciples that he's going to die, that he's going to be raised from the dead, that he's going to ascend into heaven, and that he won't be here in a physical form anymore. But I'll still be here, he says. You will know my presence with you. That's the Holy Spirit. And then he says this in verse 23. Marvelous, thank you. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Isn't that a lovely verse? That God, the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit will come to us and make our home, their home with us. So remember the story of another orphan, Oliver. We won't sing this. Sarah Jackson. Love the story of Oliver. I like a musical as well as science fiction. It's great. Charles Dickens wrote the story of Oliver Twist as a kind of a social commentary on the world that he saw around him. About poverty, and particularly about child labour. And in the story, poor Oliver is beaten and he's treated cruelly, and he decides that he's had enough of his life and that he's going to fix his life by escaping. So he runs off to London and is taken in by Fagin. Have you seen Oliver? Yes. Okay. Fagin, the master of pickpocketers and thieves. And if we knew the song, we could sing along. You've got a pickpocket or two. No, Sarah, don't go there. Thank you, Shanesh. We all need to get out more. We really do. So we're all clearly sitting inside watching DVDs all day. Oliver tries to make a better life for himself, but everything he tries goes wrong. He makes things worse. He tries to take a step forward in fixing what's wrong with his life and then gets himself into more trouble all the time. And I kind of think we do that too. I don't know about you, but do you sometimes just mess up? And when you try and make it right, it just doesn't work. Maybe that's just me. I can think of lots of times in my own life, just this week, I don't know about you, where I've messed things up, and in my own strength, I have tried to make it right, and it didn't work. Anybody else had that experience of trying to make things right?
Lots of nodding, oh yes.
The more we try and fix our lives, the more difficult and messy they can get. And Jesus says that we are spiritual orphans that need help outside of ourselves. And today we are reminded that there is good news. Yay! Good news. And that's the role of the Holy Spirit in our passage today, in role number one, that the Holy Spirit adopts us as family. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. That's a good thing, isn't it? You're not left by yourself to try and figure out life all by yourself, thinking, what is going on? Jesus says, no, I'm not going to leave you by yourself because you've not got a fantastic track record. I will stay with you through the Holy Spirit. Because I live, you also will live. He says, we're welcomed into a new family. We're adopted into a family through the Holy Spirit by the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. We're no longer orphans. Hurrah! We have a family. We're rescued. We're redeemed. We're pulled out of this cosmic orphanage and brought into the family of God. And if we think about it, being a son or daughter of God, being adopted into the family of God, becomes an identity marker over our lives that cannot be taken away from us. Everything else can be, but not that. We are adopted into the household of faith. It's a new identity. It's a new reality. And that's one of the roles of the Holy Spirit. And that's our prayer for Ned and Herbie. And as Richard and Lisa take the first steps of introducing the boys to God, who loves and welcomes them, a God who provides a spiritual home for them. And that's our prayer that we prayed, that one day they'll know that for themselves. And when they do, that's the work of the Holy Spirit coming to faith. That's what the Spirit of God does, adopts us out of being spiritual orphans and pulls us into the family of faith and gives us a marker of being known and loved and provided and cared for. So that's role number one. The Holy Spirit adopts us and welcomes us into God's family. I love that verse that we just read from verse 23, that God makes his home with us through the Holy Spirit. Now, anybody who's moved to a new house knows that there are highs and lows. They say it's one of the most stressful things that you can do. Anybody agree? Oh, isn't it? Moving house is stressful. I never want to do it ever again. Well, that means you may have to put up with me forever. Sorry. There's some lovely things about moving house. It's lovely planning what you're going to do in every room. When I moved to this manse, I had a colour scheme for every room. Which room will have spots in? Which room will I let Paul decide? No, none of them. Okay. There's preparation to do when you are moving house. In our last but one house move, we had the luxury of having packers. Packers to pack for you. I'd recommend that. But in the last but one house move, I didn't know what they were going to do, so I didn't prepare for the packers. They moved through the house like locusts, these three men with boxes, and they packed everything. They didn't think about what they were packing. They just packed everything. So when we came to unpack, the truth of the matter was they had packed in a box the contents of the kitchen bin. That was a shock. Unpacking that box. Weird. Anyway, if we'd have known that, we would have decluttered first. But we didn't. It was a learning thing. When we meet with God and we invite him to make his home in us, another role of the Holy Spirit is to do a bit of spring cleaning. A bit of decluttering and getting the house clean. The Holy Spirit shows us who we are, shows us what our life looks like, what habits, what attitudes, what thoughts need his deep cleansing. And like moving house and getting ready for new occupants, sometimes that's hard when we're told what needs to change. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of our sin. That's not nice, is it? That's not easy to hear. That's a challenge. It's a challenge that shapes us and molds us. Sometimes that's hard, but that's always for our good. God is holy, and God lives within us, and so his home needs to be holy too. So that's our second role in our passage today, of the Holy Spirit, that he makes his home within us. And our passage continues, verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. God is always telling us not to be afraid, because we do have a tendency to worry, to be afraid, to live our lives looking over our shoulder. And with all the help with decluttering and learning and remembering, God says this is what you need most, is peace. A type of peace that is different from anything that the world offers. A peace that is unchangeable. A peace that lasts. A peace that endures. So my third film of the morning with a theme tune is this one. Please don't sing, Sarah. I don't think we could pull off C-line, D-line, as we call her in our house. They said that the Titanic was... Will you two stop it? We're going to have to separate those two. They said that the Titanic was unsinkable, didn't they? So confident were they, were the makers of the Titanic, that they didn't make enough lifeboats to go around, because, of course, why would you need them? Because, of course, the boat will never sink. It's the best boat the world has ever seen. Except it did sink. Jesus says he comes to bring us peace in a rocky world. But the peace of the world that we often trust in is man-made. We say, we've got this. We're clever enough. We're advanced enough. We can sort all this out by ourselves. And Jesus says, no, that's not how it works. My peace is enough because you're not enough by yourself, but my peace is. So when we say we don't measure up, the Holy Spirit says, no, you don't, but Jesus does. And that's what real peace looks like. The Holy Spirit replaces the frenetic need in our lives that we have to cope with everything, that we have to get it right, we have to pretend, we have to own more and be more and do more. And God says, no, my peace is enough. A peace that is rock solid when life looks uncertain. A peace that brings certainty in the midst of chaos. A peace that heals wounded hearts and speaks calm to fearful souls. And we're told the more we learn about Jesus, the more we remember the faithfulness of Jesus, the more we're able to live in that peace that Jesus brings. So that's the question I end with today. Are you living in that peace that the Holy Spirit brings when life looks rocky and when it's still? Do you have that bedrock in your life, that sense of peace? We've been reminded of three amazing promises of the Holy Spirit. We've been adopted out of being spiritual orphans. We are invited into the family of God. That is amazing news. God wants to make, and number two, God wants to make his home in us, to tabernacle in us. And he wants to bring us a peace that changes our life. It's good news, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And all of that is available and open to every one of us when we trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we trust in the Holy Spirit and surrender control over our lives to the one who brings real peace. Our text began with Jesus saying, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." And each one of us can only be what God wants us to be, not in our own strength, but in the Spirit's strength and power. May God help us to believe what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit and give him home in our hearts and home in this church today. Amen.